Hello, pleasant greetings. Shree here, and welcome to another episode of Are You Gonna Finish That? And on today's menu is The Vanishing Half by Britt Bennett. It is a GMA book club pick. It is 343 pages, so halfway is 171. I stopped at 172. It's written in third-person narrative based on Stella and Desiree. And there's also Jude and Reese, or maybe Therese at the beginning of that. But anywho, the story unfolds throughout the book utilizing past events as well as the present, and it's told in parts. The parts so far, I'm on page 172, and that is actually in the middle of chapter 8. The parts so far, I've come to three parts: 1968, part 1, 1978, part 2, and here I am in part 3. We're back in 1968. There's not much profanity in the book. At first, there were scenes of a sexual nature, but they were very, not so much as glossed over, but the author used various ways of describing what was going on. As the story progressed, it became more in your face. I'm not saying it was graphic. So far, I don't think there's anything that's just all and out vulgar, but it became, like I said, more in your face as to what actually was going on. Now, as far as the way the author tells the story, the narration is pretty descriptive. It's, you know, the story is an interesting story. The author tells the story in a practical manner. It's not told in a very colorful or exciting way, but the details are there. I'm not saying that there aren't any details. There are details. The reasoning behind the actions of the character is more the focus rather than the story itself. The story unfolds sort of matter-of-factly. Now, many issues are in this book, you know, many issues that are at the forefront of today's headlines, like skin color in the ways of colorism within an ethnic group and ethnicity-based oppression. There are gender issues in the form of aggressive male dominance over female characters. And also, there are self-identification issues as far as your gender. There are socioeconomic classism issues in the book as well. So it touches on different points. But as far as are you gonna finish that? I doubt it. The choices have been made, and there's not much that can be done about those choices. However, those choices can be ignored, discussed, regretted, and praised. So, like I said, I doubt it, but I may get bored and decide to find out how things play out. But the story is the story. As it seems like there's not, since we are talking about something that happened in the past and the ways that people went about how they, you know, the choices that they made. So it's not much to find out what's going to happen. Choices, they've been made, and we can find out how people react to those choices or how people came to make those choices. It's It's an interesting story, but I doubt it. Until next time.